From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton continued her bus tour in western Pennsylvania Saturday. She was trying to drum up support from working-class voters and promising to reject bad trade deals. Speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Clinton said that she would raise wages and she promised to protect American workers.
And so as we are honest about our challenges here at home and abroad, let's start from understanding that this country and our people have what it takes to get ahead and stay ahead if we have the leadership that gives us that chance.
Clinton has said she opposes a pending Asia trade deal negotiated by President Obama, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it does not do enough to protect U.S. workers. Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine are touring so-called Rust Belt areas in Pennsylvania and Ohio, considered key states in November's election. Republican nominee Donald Trump has criticized Muslim lawyer Khizr Khan, whose son was killed in Iraq and who gave a well-received speech at the Democratic National Convention. In that speech, Khan said that Donald Trump had sacrificed nothing and no one. In an interview with ABC Television, Trump said that he has made a lot of sacrifices, including working very hard, creating jobs, and building structures. Trump also criticized Khan's wife for not speaking. She said it was because she's still overwhelmed by grief and can't look at photos of her son without crying. Khan's son, Humayun Khan, a captain in the U.S. Army, was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. This is VOA News.